And we're going to get things going down here on mat number four. It's going to be Jacob Aus, the 17 seed of Glenwood, 5-7 on the year, a senior, going up against the 16 seed, Jaden Creeklow of Eagle Grove, down here on mat number four, 45-12. Aus and Creeklow down here on four. Collar tying on the right side. Now to a two-on-one here for Aus. Creeklow with a touch and go here, still staying at the center of the mat. Minute 45 left here in this first period. Still tapping on the head here is Aus. Still staying down the center. Minute 35 left here in this first. Shot faked up coming from Creeklow. Still staying here at the center. Heavy on the head here. Now to a shot fake. Now going for a slide by his Aus. Minute 19. Still staying at the center of the mat. Collar tie on the right side here. Creeklow. Still working pressure and working his way forward. Now to a Russian ties. Creeklow. Aus trying to be able to circle his way out of it. Minute 07 left here in this first period. Collar tie again on the right side. Now to a 2-on-1. Aus trying to be able to break away, and he does. Still staying here on the outside skirts of the mat. Outside single coming from Creeklow. Heavy hips here coming from Aus. Aus trying to be able to break through in this lock. Still stays a front head arm position. Should be able to use that. Doesn't get a reshot out of it. And still back here at the center. Collar tie on the right side here for Aus. Now going on to a wrist. Aus breaks out of it. Still staying here at the center. Down here in the middle. Collar tied again, just touch and go. 30 seconds left here in this first period. Still staying here at the center mat. Now down to her arm. Looking for maybe a 2-on-1. Now down to her wrist. 19 seconds left. Shot attempt here coming from Aus. Stands back up to his feet. Now to a front head and arm position here. Creeklow is able to break out of it. 12 seconds left here. Our score is still 0-0. Creeklow of Eagle Grove and Aus of Glenwood. Now onto a wrist here again. Still staying at the center, and that's going to do it for your first period. It's going to be 0-0, and here comes the flip. Flip's going to go to Aus. Aus is going to choose bottom. Aus will get set. Creeklow will cover. Chop and jam on the left side. Aus trying to be able to build himself back up to his feet. Still trying to break hands and be able to knee slide his way out of this. Creeklow again, heavy on the left side with another chop and jam. Still trying to be able to build. Knee slide again, down. Knee slide again from Aus. Aus able to get up to his feet, breaks his way out of it, and gets himself an escape for one. Leads now here 1-0. Minute 37 left here. Aus takes the first points of the match. Now down to a wrist again here with a collar tie on to the right side. Aus needs to be able to stay in good position, needs a good head position. Outside shot attempt here coming from Creeklow. Haven't really seen one from Aus yet. Now still to a front head and arm position, now down to a leg. Aus trying to be able to whizzer his way out of this. Aus shoving the head down here, still trying to be able to work. Creeklow down on this leg. Aus trying to be able to fight here down towards the end of the mat. Now goes down to two ankles, and he's going to get himself a tick down here for three. And they're going to go back to the center. Aus has got to be able to wrestle here. He's got to be able to wrestle tough. Aus gets set. Creeklow will cover. Chop and jam on the left side again here. Trying to be able to build back up to his feet. Now out to a leg. Aus again trying to be able to build. 3-1, 48 seconds left here in this second period. Creeklow still with another chop and jam on the left side. 40 seconds left. Aus trying to be able to build back up to this base. Down on mat number 8 here very shortly. It's going to be actually up right now. It's going to be Niall Lumble, the 10 seed of Glenwood, 43-10 on the year, going up against Tate Alverson of Humboldt. And Aus is able to knee slide, get himself up to his feet, and gets himself 3-2. 20 seconds left here in the second period. Still with a collar tie here. Aus needs to be able to stay in good position here. Now to a Russian ties, Creeklow. Aus needs to be able to fight and circle back. Creeklow now down onto a leg. Aus trying to be able to whizzer down hard here. Still in an okay position here. If he can still whizzer Creeklow in tight. Whizzering down here is Aus. Slides the arm by. There's going to be no points rewarded yet. And they're going to go out of bounds. And the time goes out, and it's going to be Creeklow's choice. Creeklow's going to choose bottom.
At 175, Tate Halverson, Humble.
There's going to be blood time here real quick down on mat number four for Ouse. Just going to be able to run it. Now we're going to go down on mat number eight again on 175. Again, Lundvall of Glenwood, Halverson of Humboldt down on mat number eight. Going to get the ankle bands on, going to get ready to go. Lundvall having a pretty successful junior season here so far, 43-10. They're going to go to the center. Lundvall shakes hands, and here we go. And we're going to go back down on mat number four, front-handed arm position. Over for Lundvall, back on mat four. Chop and jam on the right side for Ouse, trying to be able to work his way back. Creeklow building it up to his base. Ouse is able to get himself a nice mat return. Creeklow has the head here of Ouse. Ouse has got to be able to be careful here, just give up the one, and he's going to, and there's going to be one, 4-2. Now the lead here for Creeklow. Takedown gives him the lead. Russian tie here for Lundvall. Lundvall goes to front hand and arm position here on Halverson, trying to be able to block the wrist, bouncing the head down. Lundvall trying to be able to work. Down again on mat number four, still 4-2. Collar tie position, front hand arm again over on mat number eight for Lundvall. Trying to be able to bounce the head and work his way around. Ouse has got to be able to move his feet. He's not moving his feet quick enough here. Right there, right when I said it, he does. In on a single leg, though, is Halverson. Ouse trying to be able to go down to a leg, and a nice snap and go there back on mat number eight for Lundvall, and gets himself a takedown and leads here 3-0. Creeklow again now leads here. No takedown rewarded here yet. Got to be able to watch the knee. Nothing rewarded just yet. No points rewarded yet. 4-2, 40 seconds left. Lundvall doing some work. There's going to be a takedown over on mat number four for Creeklow. Leads her 7-2 with 40 seconds left. Lundvall again with a nice tight waist. Good pressure here on top with another chop and jam. 30 seconds left here in this first period. Rolling a wrist now is Lundvall. Stall warning here on mat number four on Ouse. Trying to be able to build back up to his feet. 25 seconds left. Nice job there. Lundvall's got himself an armbar in, but some swipes here. Going to be 12 seconds left. Trying to be able to sit through. 8 seconds left here. Lundvall trying to be able to get this shoulder plane on the mat with 5 seconds left. Over in 10 seconds left around mat number 4. 2 seconds here for Lundvall, and that's going to do it here. Going to get 4 near fall and lead here 7-0. And down over on mat number four, it's going to be Kirkloff. Going to be, or yes, excuse me, Kirklow is going to get the victory over Ouse, 7-2. And we'll move on to the second round. Ouse will drop down to the second round cons. But back over on mat number eight, it's going to be Lundvall and Halverson. Lundvall's choice. Lundvall goes bottom after Halverson defers. Chop and jam here for Halverson. Lundvall trying to build this base back up, leading here 7-0 in a tripod position here. Could be looking to be able to get a knee slide. Now just tries to be able to hop off to the side here, trying to sneak out the back door, gets himself into a leg, stretches this out, goes down to a leg. Halverson still in control. Limp arc there from Lundvall and gets himself a reversal here for two. Leads now here 9-0. Heavy on the head here is Lundvall. Now looking to be able to crank this thing over here. Needs to be able to hop sides. Gets himself caught a little too high. Nice job there from Halverson to build this base back up. Going to go nice tight waist there coming from Lundvall. 9-0, minute 05 left here in this second period. 9-0, Lundvall leads. Chop and jam on the left side. Lundvall trying to be able to continue to build this up through. Gets himself onto a wrist. Now goes down to a chop and jam. 40 seconds left. 9-0. Lundvall bringing the freshman here forward. Now on again to a wrist here. Chop and jam again. Going to be a stall warning here on Halverson. Halverson's up to his feet. Lundvall looking for a mat return here. Brings him back down to the mat here. Lumble's able to continue pressure on Ford. Now, nice job there. Bateson almost into a crossface cradle, and they're going to call a potentially dangerous or locked hands, actually. It's going to be one. He didn't have it. He didn't have the arm in, so they're going to call it a locked hands. 7 seconds left. 9-1 still the lead here for Lundvall. Halverson's going to get set. Lundvall now will cover. Chop and jam again on the left side here for Lundvall. Rolling in the wrist. 2 seconds left, and that's going to do it for your second period. Lundvall again still leads here 9-1. It's going to be Halverson's choice. Halverson's going to choose neutral. Going to go to the center here. 9-1 again. 2 minutes left. Collar tie on the right side here for Halverson. Into an underhook. Shot attempt here coming from Lundvall. Still having this arm. Could hit a nice Kelly here if he keeps moving his feet. Lundvall still up to his base here. Now goes to the next side. Nice shot attempt there coming from Lundvall. Gets himself into a fireman's carry, but Halverson's able to keep his hips back. Building back up to his feet. Lundvall again locks in onto the high crotch here. Not looking to be able to get neck wrenched. Needs to be able to stay in a good position here. And keep bringing the pressure back in. And now looking for a half here on the other side. Lundvall just needs to keep his head high. Now keeps it. Nice job there from Lundvall. A lot of pressure in. Just putting pressure back in forward. Really, really good there coming from Lundvall. Puts the pressure back in. Halverson had this neck wrench in real tight, and a great job from Lundvall to just keep putting pressure back in, stay patient, and right now he's looking for an arm bar, trying to be able to thread the needle. He's going to keep it legal. 54 seconds left here, 12-1, still the lead. Now goes to an arm bar here under the side to a half on the other, looking to be able to run this thing through. Lundvall right here is going to get some swipes, just needs to be able to sit. Going to get four near fall. Now going to lead here 16-1, and that's going to do it for the match. That's a tech fall right there. And Lundvall of Glenwood with a very impressive first match there and ends up winning by a tech fall 16-1 over Halverson. We're going to have some second round action here for you in just a little bit here coming from the Casey Center.